We're catching up with Ryan Fizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Ryan, how you doing, bud?
We're doing good, Adam. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Getting some fishing in. And in fact, let's start with something that's near and dear to my heart. I've been doing a lot of brook trout fishing in smaller streams right now. And I really believe that it's all about finding colder water. That's what it's all about right now. And if you can find colder water, you can find brook trout.
Yeah, they're definitely hung up in that colder water, looking for shadow, you know, anything close to a bank where it's dark, shadowed water. And the water levels and temperature are actually holding their own right now. It's not bad out there.
So let's talk about what you've been hearing from trout fishermen. Are they mostly bait fishermen, or do you get anybody in there buying Little Joe spinners or Meps or Panther Martin still?
So it's a mix up here. We have our traditional worm hook guys, but we have a lot of guys that are trying some new stuff and getting some feedback on some of the spinners. But it really is a mix. You know, we have, like I say, the guys that just are tried and true to their tradition and don't want to lug a big tackle box with them or a little fly bag and stick to the tried and true. But the guys that are experimenting a little bit more, I think, are having a little bit better success.
Oh, that's interesting. Any word from trout fishermen on any lakes right now? Because I heard it's a nighttime bite.
Definitely a nighttime bite. I've been hearing right around, you know, that last hour or so of daylight, it really turns on. And once again, the colder water around the springs on a lot of them inland lakes that hold the trout, or like I say, the shadowed area where the fish are just kind of hung up on.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the other lakes for panfish right now, which I heard has been also one of the best bites out there.
Yeah, the people fishing panfish have done really well this entire summer. Just about anywhere that you're fishing that has panfish, you're having success and a lot of fun. And some really nice size stuff. You know, it's a reward to catch that 8-inch when you're catching their 5-inch stuff, you know. So people are happy. It's all about finding the weeds in deeper water and just a little teardrop jig with a little chunk of leaf worm and a nice slow presentation. No need to be aggressive. And you're doing good.
All right, well, I'd like to get back with you later this hour, Ryan, and talk bass, pike, and then go to some foraging for blueberries, because I know where your camp is, and that's one of the most awesome areas for blueberries in the whole UP. So I want to check in with you on all that and more later this hour, if we can.
You sure can, Adam.
Ryan Fizziola from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming. Stay tuned. We'll be back with him on The Outdoor Show.